You're listening to SBS News.
Aged care residents are to receive the Pfizer vaccine when inoculations begin on Monday. Residents of around 240 aged care homes in almost 200 locations around Australia will be among the first to be vaccinated. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the program will also attempt to vaccinate all border and quarantine staff in the first 3 weeks.
We are hopeful that most states and territories will be in a position to do that largely within the first 2 weeks, but of course people will have leave, they may be ill, they may be on holiday, but all up, we are making sure that there is sufficient vaccine so as in their focus, they can address in particular their quarantine and border workers as early as possible.
Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says the best source for information on the program is the official Health Department website.
We encourage the population to go to trusted sites. So health.gov.au is the most important site for you to get COVID-19 vaccine information. There are some good material on social media, but go to the trusted site, health.gov.au.
Victoria is now out of lockdown and went another day without any new locally acquired cases. Just one case was detected in hotel quarantine after 30,000 tests. Health Minister Martin Foley says some restrictions will stay in place until the government is satisfied the Melbourne Airport Holiday Inn outbreak is completely over.
Face masks are mandatory indoors other than your home, including in workplaces. They are also mandatory outdoors where it's busy and where you can't maintain physical distancing. And you must take a mask with you wherever you go. 5 visitors in your home, up to 20 in public spaces. And there are still measures in place to restrict visits to care facilities and to hospitals to make sure that those very vulnerable settings are protected until the public health team have run this cluster down.
Premier Daniel Andrews has signalled there'll be announcements made about relief for businesses affected by the 5-day lockdown. The Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, says the Victorian lockdown came just as businesses were preparing for one of their busiest weekends, with Valentine's Day and Lunar New Year. She says they should be fully compensated for their losses.
Many of them were fully booked in restaurants and cafes, events, florists, the list goes on. And all of a sudden, they're closed at midday on Friday when they've bought all of the equipment, the flowers, the food that they needed for the weekend. Then they're closed down for 5 days. They need to be compensated for the total loss they incurred, including the staff that were rostered on. Simply not fair not to properly compensate for total loss.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says when JobKeeper ends next month, other support measures will be put in place for those who've suffered because of the pandemic. He made the comments after the release of the latest unemployment figures, which showed the jobless rate falling from 6.6 to 6.4% in January.
The Australian labour market will continue to be resilient as we taper off those payments and move to other support across the rest of the economy. So there are regions, there are sectors, there are many Australians who are still doing it tough. But the overall trajectory in our labour market has been in the right direction, and it shows the remarkable resilience of the labour market in the face of this once-in-a-century pandemic and this biggest economic shock since the Great Depression.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.